siempre como de que...
Yo, it's amazing.
Doom, doom, do do doom, doom, do do doom, doom, do do doom, doom, do do doom.
Ho,
do do doom, doom, do do doom.
You are welcome.
Do doom, doom,
yeah,
doom, doom.
On the number one doom, station,
doom, doom, doom,
doom, active FM,
doom, doom,
with doom, your voice,
doom, doom,
hey. DJ Dash and DJ Name,
doom, 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 doom,
doom,
doom,
doom,
doom,
doom,
doom,
on a Friday doom, morning.
Doom, doom,
AM, we are rolling, we are doing it.
Doom, doom, doom.
Hey, everybody, yeah, welcome once again, right here. This is another week, another Friday, and awesome one.
As you can tell,
we got it all under control right here. We're so excited because we know that you tuned in right here on the number one station on. Friday morning, you're about to kick off your weekend, you get what I'm saying? And we gonna be doing some stuff, you get what I'm saying? Some cool stuff.
Yeah.
You know what? Don't have those wrong plans about the weekend, you get what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because right now, what we're thinking about, you get what I'm saying? We're thinking about the church.
Yeah.
Thinking about going to church on a Saturday, going to church on a Sunday. So our weekend is based on the love of God. And we're turning up like nobody's business at church. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. Because we're glorifying the Lord. You get what I'm saying?
Yes,
sir. Everybody. Mr. Nash. Tell me right here. How has your week been?
My week has been amazing. So, like, you know, we had amazing stuff going on, you know.
Yeah,
like, we got the weekend holidays, you know.
Jeez.
Not the weekend holidays, but the holidays, you know. We had the weekend,
yeah,
and the holidays.
Oh, so man.
We in the holidays, you know.
Yeah.
About to go on Mahalisburg, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, we about to go to Mahalis. Yeah, it's gonna be amazing.
And by the way,
yes, yeah. No, I was just about to say the same thing.
And by the way, the Mahalisburg is in South Africa.
Yeah.
It's a portion of South Africa. It's some,
in Gauteng.
In Gauteng, you get what I'm saying? Yeah. So we're gonna be going there for camp.
Yeah.
It's gonna be exciting, man.
Amazing camp. Yo, eat for days, spend the time with the Lord, nature, all around you.
Encountering the Lord.
Yeah.
That's the most amazing part of it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not just a camp, but it's an encounter with the Lord Almighty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The amazing thing about it is you can actually spend time with your family as well, you know. You as a whole family.
Yeah.
You even encounter the Lord as a family, not just an individual.
Yeah.
You know, you can spend time with the family, which is gonna be based on what we're gonna be talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Dave, give it to them, eh?
Yeah, so today we're gonna be talking about the 10 commandments for the family.
Like,
what?
For the family.
I only knew that there were 10 commandments in the Bible that were spoken by the Lord, and now there are 10 commandments for the family. What are those? I don't want to hear them.
wait,
and listen. Don't take off. Don't switch off the radio. Wait, hold it right there.
Hold it.
Because it's going to be awesome. It's going to change your life. Because it's going to give you the roles that should be played by parents and the roles that should be played by the children in the family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why we're saying the 10 commandments for the family. That's our title today. We're going to be speaking on it. But without any further ado, you know, everybody, we never start a show without getting our people pumped up.
Yeah.
It's just like when you're at church, you get what I'm saying? What you do right there, you first worship, you first get the Holy Spirit, Almighty, the Holy Spirit in that place, you know what I'm saying? The Holy Spirit hovering in that place, the Holy Spirit, because the word of God says that where two or more are gathered in his name, he shall be in their midst. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So right there, everybody, without wasting any much time, get the music. Listen up.
Seen her walking down the street, heart outside the body, a bulletproof smile, brows raised like AAKs. Clouds move away, came from the place she caged. Razor blades when she waves, she even cut when she pray. Words sharper than the first letter in WA. Zimmerman when she grin, guilty with innocence, filthy since Genesis. Biz agenda when she forgets who invented it, repentant she been did it. But the consequences of her father's optics being non-existent, gotta live it, gotta spit and counter counterfeit. She don't wanna be honest, speaker to even acknowledge this bottled up body with a lot of cries inside of it. Don't need a mime to find the body's politics, running from the aid of the body like a body wasn't positive. I'm positive her past got a hostage, fear playing possum and imposter in the conscience, using trust issues as an excuse to stay up in that bondage. I pull her to the side and remind her,
give it away, give it away, give it away now. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Let your fingers go, let them take it so you can sing a song of freedom, you can sing a song of freedom. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Let your fingers go, let them take it so you can sing a song of freedom, you can sing the song of freedom.
She ain't know he had Audubon in him, a Christian with X-ray vision, seen troops moving through his bulletproof. James Earl Ray interviewed the next day. You should have seen her shooting kings from the roof. It's like a game, checkmate. Let the queen win. She been a pawn for too long to let a king in. Neglected psalms of his song, running from the king's pen. He read her like a book with intentions not to renege. Call a spade when you try to get her heart. Watch your partner's hands and her eyes. Then you play your cards, then you play it smart. He knew we needed God to raise her faith until she knew that it was okay.
Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Let your fingers go, let them take it so you can sing a song of freedom, you can sing a song of freedom. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Let your fingers go, let them take it so you can sing a song of freedom, you can sing a song of freedom.
She been in prison for so long, bar strong, like she listening to Nas now. Hard for her to let her guard down. She seen prophets in his eyes. Mind tell her that he lying when he tell her that he love her. Sign language in the bones, he only hear it when he hug her. Still living under covers, tell her put that fear to sleep. Night, night. Only time she vulnerable was in her dreams. It seems that everything she wanted, she running from it. She looks me in my eyes, tells me, Jackie, can I tell you something? I'ma tell you like it's nothing. I'm tempted to David Ruffin, Rolling Stone on him, then descended this discussion. I love him, but it's hard for me to trust him. I think it's trust issues mixed with bits of pride, and gave a reason for the fear. I just believe the lies. I'm like a bird that got his wings, but just too scared to fly. I seen the sky inside his chest, I guess it's time to dive. Can't be a bride with the veil blocking me from God. He sent them to me for his glory. She walks away from the mirror. I wonder if fear gon' write a story.
Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Let your fingers go, let them take it so you can sing a song of freedom, you can sing a song of freedom. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Let your fingers go, let them take it so you can sing a song of freedom, you can sing the song of freedom.
North Korea's state-run new media said, It has successfully tested a newly developed high-thrust missile engine from its Northwest facility, where the country has been launching rockets to put satellites into orbit. The high-thrust engine is a breakthrough accomplishment by North Korea in its effort to test launch its long-range intercontinental ballistic missile, which could reach any point on Earth. However, North Korea has never flight-tested any intercontinental ballistic missile. The Washington-based think tank 38 North said last week satellite imagery indicated activity at the site's vertical engine stand, possibly in preparation for a rocket engine test. North Korea had installed the environmental shelter in late 2015 to conceal detection of test preparations. During his first trip to Asia as Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson strongly warned North Korea and threatened to use all options available to deal with it, including military preemptive strike. He said 20 years of diplomacy has failed and a new approach is needed.
The policy of strategic patience has ended. We're exploring a new range of diplomatic, security, and economic measures. All options are on the table. North Korea must understand that the only path to a secure, economically prosperous future is to abandon its development of nuclear weapons, ballistic missiles, and other weapons of mass destruction.
The United States and China pledged to work together to get the North to take a different course and move away from its weapons programs after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met his Chinese counterpart on Saturday.
Foreign Minister Wang and I had a very extensive exchange on North Korea. And Foreign Minister Wang affirmed again China's longstanding policy of a denuclearized Korean peninsula. We also exchanged views, and I think we share a common view and a sense that tensions on the peninsula are quite high right now, and that things have reached a rather dangerous level. And we've committed ourselves to do everything we can to prevent any type of conflict from breaking out.
Yeah, everybody, we're back here on the Dave Nash Show, y'all, with another one, y'all. Yeah, obviously, we're gonna be getting into everything. We obviously gave the topic to you. I can say obviously.
Yeah.
Now Mr. Dave can't repeat. Yes. Yeah.
I see you have learned. See you have learned, which is awesome. That's good.
Yeah.
Keep it up, my brother.
Thanks, man. Yeah, we're gonna be getting into it, obviously. I know you people wanna you know your blood is boiling. You're like, yo guys, give us the 10 commandments for the family. We want to know what
don't
are
worry,
10 commandments.
Relax.
Yeah, calm down. We know the blood is boiling, man.
Yeah, cool down.
Yeah, cool down.
They're coming.
Yeah, they're coming.
Just
relax,
sit back.
Yeah.
Get your earphones on.
Yeah, pump
whatsoever the speaker, right? Put the volume on so that you won't miss each and every single one of them or any one of them. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So right now we're going to be speaking on the 10 commandments for the family. But before we get to that, let's read a verse from Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 13 and 40. So he declared to you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, the 10 commandments, and he wrote them on 2 tablets and of stone. You shall therefore keep his statutes and his commandments, which I command you today, that it may go well with you and with your children after you. And with your children after you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord your God is giving you for all time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You got the Lord there right there actually giving you a commandment.
Yeah, God.
Telling you.
Like, he laid down the commandments right there on the tablets of stone.
Yeah.
He wrote them out there so that your life may be prolonged. Because now if you do not obey the Lord's commandments, it shows that you do not have any love for him.
Yeah.
Because the word actually says that to actually show your love for God, you need to obey his commandments.
Yeah.
It is only those that obey the commandments of the Lord that show that they really love the Lord.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying?
And in the book of Deuteronomy, it actually does say that.
You know,
it says that the Lord actually loves an obedient heart above sacrifices and offering.
Yeah.
So you can bring sacrifices, but as long as you don't have an obedient heart, he's not pleased with it.
Mm-hmm.
He's not pleased with it. And looking at it, our Father is such an amazing parent that he actually even took time to actually give us instruction and commandments for us to actually follow. Why? Because he loves us as his children.
Yeah.
And I'd also love to share a verse, you know, a verse based on the family. And you know, it's going to touch on children also at the same time. And this is a verse from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. This is what it says. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise.
What?
So that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth.
Amazing. Hear that. Hear that.
Woo.
And this is for the children and the parents.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying? If you have that rebellious child and you think like they are good for nothing, no. You're gonna get some solutions right there, right here, because we have the word of God speaking to you,
yeah,
as a parent and you as a child, because there are roles that you should play as a parent,
yeah,
and there are roles that you should play as a child,
yeah,
as we are going to be sharing here the 10 commandments of the 10 commandments for the family,
yeah.
And everything we see in the world is governed by laws,
yeah,
like that's what it is. That's how it is. Yeah. One of them, for example, is the law of gravity. That's one of them. Any person, family, city, or nation that is not governed by rules will be suffocated by chaos.
Wow.
Because if there are no rules, if there are no terms and conditions, there will be suffocation. There will be chaos. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nothing will run smoothly.
True.
God is a God of laws. God is a God of laws. That's what we need to understand. When he establishes them, he did so to help each of his children have a better lifestyle. He didn't just establish those laws to oppress us. He didn't establish those laws to oppress us.
Yeah.
But so that we may have a better lifestyle. And now mentioning, didn't establish those laws to punish us, because that's what a lot of people think. The Lord establishes laws to punish us and all this stuff. They are oppressing us. Me, I can't. No, man. Listen up. Here's the first commandment. Be a person of covenant. A covenant is an agreement between two parties.
Yeah.
That's what a covenant is. Be a person of covenant. Like the wedding ceremony. The wedding ceremony is sealed with covenant.
Yeah.
A couple commits to stay faithful, yeah, loving.
Woo.
Loving each other and respecting each other. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if there's no respect in a marriage, what is it then? Therefore, there will be chaos.
Yeah.
So therefore, if there is no law given to the children, then if there is no law that is leading the parents,
yeah,
what will there be? Chaos.
Through that.
So therefore, God, as our Father, gave us these laws so that we may have a better lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because if there are no laws or rules and regulations, terms and conditions, there will be chaos. So
yeah,
the first commandment is to be a person of covenant.
Oh, man. It's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah,
it's amazing. And you know, when you're a person of covenant, whether you're a parent or a child. Now, something that's amazing, you know, our parents, they are our parents, but you know that they're also children, because the Lord is their Father.
Yeah.
So they're also children.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's real.
Just like we are children.
Yeah.
They're also children. So we gotta obey them as they obey the Father, which is amazing. You know, that scripture actually touches everyone. And you know, something that I want to take out, you know, there's a law that I'd love to take out. Woo! That law, you cannot deceive yourself. The law of sowing.
Mm.
You reap what you sow.
Exactly.
You reap what you sow.
Yeah.
And you know, as a parent in the ministry, you got to sow the best into your children.
Yeah.
You got to sow the best into your children.
Yeah.
So in other words, you got to sow positive words and attitudes. You got to sow integrity. You got to sow spirituality into your children. Don't forget.
Yeah.
You got to sow discipline. You gotta sow the right image in them.
Yeah.
So all of those things, you gotta make sure that you sow them into them.
Children.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, they are your children.
Oh.
And you gotta sow those things into their lives in order for them to actually live a life that is filled with purpose. You get what I'm saying? A life that is filled with that covenant, that is sealed with that covenant, because there is a covenant of stability, and also the covenant of vision. So the covenant of stability is actually the three secrets of a covenant are to listen, to keep, and to obey.
Yeah.
And now, when you look at the covenant of the vision, in order to build a great family, you should have a vision of the future.
Ooh.
And you should visualize that you will be happy forever.
Yeah.
And for this reason, both husband and wife swear to love each other eternally during the marriage ceremony.
Yeah.
They swear. Which is amazing. Literally. Like,
I swear.
I love you.
Yeah.
I would love you until the day I die. You know what I'm saying? But everybody.
Yeah. And I'd just love to share the last verse, you know, which actually tells you that the Lord cannot be deceived. You know, the Lord cannot be mocked. So it's a verse from the book of Galatians chapter 6 verse 7. And this is what it says. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows.
Yeah. Simple as that.
Simple.
Reap what you sow.
Yeah.
You cannot plant an orange tree and expect a lemon.
Ah, come on.
Like, really?
Ah, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Even the laws of physics, they've never said that you sow an apple seed, you get an orange. No. Just like gravity.
You reap what you sow.
Yeah.
So everybody, that's how it is. This is the first session. Like, we've been giving you, like, the real deal. You get what I'm saying? So apply what you get here. Because where Christ music is, heart music. You get what I'm saying? Right here on the number one station.
Enjoy
the music.
When it's apparent that you have failed as a parent, too busy trying to pay rent, homie, now what? Long gone are the days. You ain't taking your little big head to ASO scrimmages no more. No football practice, little league movie nights, no. You driving to his cute little puppy love girlfriend's doctor's appointment. She got a date with the sonogram. Your boy is officially a statistic, now what? Your little man, he barely sprouting peach fuzz. He wanna be just like you. He writes poetry. He feel kin to Buffalo soldiers. You chuckle, we live in the suburbs. I work too hard for you to not struggle. You don't know what you talking about. You soon find that socioeconomic status does nothing for his skin color. To them, he just a well-dressed coon whose parents got lucky. He's the butt of subliminal jokes, like his friends refer to rap as jungle jive. They see him and go, yo, homie, yo. That's how y'all talk, right? He's checked out. He's found other outlets. His good grades don't fix his depraved brain. He believes the gospel of young money. YOLO. Yo, and as your mama drops you off at the mall, remember as you scope out them dunks, and every bite you take of that number one animal style is a bite you stole from your daughter's tummy. Them dunks is about a month worth of diapers and food you finna put on your feet. Homie, this is your fault, your job, your responsibility. Don't get mad when mama don't give you 20 bucks. It's your turn. I don't know what to tell you.
And I ain't got an answer. Man, I ain't got an answer. I don't know. It's apparent that you have failed as a parent, homie. I ain't got an answer. Man, I ain't got an answer. Homie, I ain't got an answer. I don't know.
It's apparent. Sometimes I think I failed as a parent. And my son having autism is rough, but maybe he don't speak because words don't say much. Maybe he don't need words to communicate his love. And sometimes the silence causes me to stumble. It's possible he's a version of me that's more humble. And I think my child finds more joy in playing with my phone, playing on his own. Will he shed a tear when I'm gone? I'm wrestling with the shame of an outsider's view of me. His life is a spotlight on my own insecurities, but I know his laugh, it lights up a thousand rooms. And when he speaks to me, it's just like a flower blooms. This has just become my own digital diary. I'm at the doctor's office just hoping they would lie to me. Please, my son will be alright. But if he's not, my son will be alright. Cause he is God's. Autism, sickle cell, or Down syndrome. Still keeping the faith in the midst of hard living. We stand together cause we have no other place to go. My son and I will live and fight even though I ain't got an answer.
I ain't got an answer. I ain't got an answer. Man, I ain't got an answer.
you have failed as a parent. You canceling quinceañeras, little mama finna be one. Scroll through your brain's iPhone and unopened emails. How many daughters' hugs did I not reply to? You ain't lying to me, I know the song you singing. That promise ring was real cute, but it's really for the parents. She ain't saving it for marriage and never had plans to. She in a fetal position now, carrying a fetus. Your worldview officially has left the philosophical and is laying in your living room considering abortion. Them eighth grade boys is texting naked pictures of your daughter to each other. Now what? And baby girl, them is your panties as his Facebook picture. Now what? This is your fault and I ain't gotta answer. Dad sitting and soaking and stewing it. You failed. Better get it together, boy. She needs you more than ever. And I ain't gotta answer. It's like that moment when you realize the pinnacle of modern psychology has failed you. At the end of modern psychology, homie, all that junk, it fails. And your little girl, your little boy, he ain't the person you trained him to be. Look, I don't know. Man, I don't know. I don't know the answer. So you know?
Nah, homie, I ain't got an answer.
Homie, all that stuff, look, we gotta get our heads out the sand, homie. Life is happening with our children. Look, and I'm not the answer. This album, this song, these records, they ain't your answer. I don't know the answer, but I know who got the answer. Hey, let's all point to the Savior together, boy. Look, I ain't perfect, neither is you. But let's look to the man that knows it. I'll walk with you, boy, I promise you. Pray for me. I'll pray for you. Let's raise our kids, boy. We didn't have too many models out there.
And police in Nigeria are reportedly guarding offices of the mobile phone giant MTN in the capital, Abuja. The soft protesters tried to storm the offices yesterday in response to the xenophobic attacks in South Africa. And more South African businesses are reportedly being targeted in Nigeria. Protesters also gathering at the offices of MultiChoice. Nigeria has summoned South Africa's top diplomat to register the fears about a fresh wave of violence against illegal immigrants in Johannesburg and Pretoria. Well, contrary to what the Home Affairs Minister has said, the Forum for the African Diaspora believes that the recent violent protests that have taken place in Rosettenville and Pretoria are targeting foreign nationals and are xenophobic. ADF has called on the South African government to intervene, and with what's been called the March Against Immigrants in Pretoria this morning, the Forum has raised concerns about immigrant safety and has called for the South African government to do something. Earlier we spoke to Emeka Johnson, the Forum spokesperson.
The way he said it is justified, but mm-hmm. that's not the way he said it. We have a clip of what he said, mm-hmm. which is contrary to what you mm-hmm. said just now. Mm-hmm. If he said that, Amnesty International would have indicted him, ADF wouldn't have indicted him, mm-hmm. and AU wouldn't have indicted him. Even the Minister of Home Affairs mm-hmm. Disagreed with him. A cross-section of people all over. In fact, I think it's mm-hmm. only Mashaba that has that idea that mm-hmm. criminality in Johannesburg has to do with mm-hmm. foreign migrants.
Now, we've seen that the communities here in Rosettenville, they went after foreign nationals who they say were dealing in drugs and also running brothels, prostitution brothels and rings. Now, if indeed that is the case, even what's happening in Pretoria, what is your message to those who obviously are not towing the line?
Actually, that's not the case in the first place. Mm. We're on the ground, and we found out that that's the case. The case here is actually an outright attack, mm-hmm. xenophobic attack on people. And we're not saying that there are no miscreants or criminals among the migrants, but mm. they're infinitesimal. Mm. How many migrants are in South Africa in the first place? And look at the statistics. How many of these people have been convicted and arrested and convicted? That's where you get your statistics. They're there. But I mean, but South African government has the necessary institutions and that can activate to nail these people and let the laws of the land take position.
What's your reaction to what's currently happening in Pretoria with the illegal march or the march against illegal immigrants in Pretoria?
That march has been planned over time. We tried to intervene by meeting the Mamelodi Residents Association, mm-hmm. But they agreed initially, wanted to meet them under the umbrella of the Mawlodi police station. Mm-hmm. But at last minute, they reneged. Mm-hmm. Wanted to know their consign and see how we can come in to add value to their consign. We are not saying they don't have consign, but we are saying that mob action is not the solution. You see, even if they do citizen arrest, it's legal. Do citizen arrest, if you see any person committing crime, but our own grudge is that criminality does not have nationality. Mm-hmm. If you're a criminal, you're a criminal. Mm-hmm. And the laws of the land should take position.
Yes.
Yeah, that's our agreement. But you see, the fears now is that this thing will snowball. We said, mm-hmm. we started shouting and crying since Mashaba's statement last year. Mm-hmm. We picketed against Mashaba. Mm-hmm. We wrote extensive memorandum, which we circulated even to the presidency. Mm-hmm. We escalated it to the presidency and even to the parliament, the premier. Mm-hmm. But we are not listening to. We try to inform, we try to interdict this this match. Mm-hmm. But it will look as an affront against our host community. But who had expected South African well-meaning organizations mm-hmm. to have interdicted this? Because what is actually happening, the news on the ground now is that even schools are closing, calling parents to come and take their words. And the fears are this thing will escalate to the extent touching some areas like Hebrew, Berea, mm-hmm. Yeovil in no time today.
Now, yesterday, the Home Affairs Minister dismissed reports that the latest incidents are xenophobic. And on the other hand, you believe, though, that they are. What makes you think that they are?
This has been a problem with we and South African government. Mm. The inability to take the fact that this is xenophobic. King's Wellitini statement, we've been looking at it as xenophobic. The Interministerial Committee or the Parliamentary Committee on mm-hmm. on that issue, we met them. We presented our memorandum, telling them that this, they tried to deny it. Mm-hmm. This is denialism. It's not. It doesn't work well. Mm-hmm. Ask the common man on the street. Even the protesters themselves have called it xenophobia.
Yeah, everybody. Welcome back. We're back here with another one. We're back with another session, which is going to be on fire. Yeah, obviously continuing with the
10 commandments for the family.
Yeah. Mr. Dave gave it to you.
Also, you know, what we can put there as the slogan will be the roles of the parents and the children.
Yeah.
Look, we have a slogan on that title. That's awesome. Yeah. That's another level, man. We're shifting the
dish. Got a new.
You gotta think out of the box. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, out of the box. Yeah, man. Saying, you gotta stay in one place, contained.
You don't do that. Yeah, so everybody, we're back again here with the 10 commandments of the family. The first commandment that we gave is to be a person of covenant, and we explain, we define what covenant is. A covenant is an agreement between two parties, like in a marriage, when a husband and a wife are actually saying out vows. They are sealed. The wedding ceremony is actually sealed with the covenant. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now the second commandment will be guided by the Holy Spirit.
Ooh.
Be guided by the Holy Spirit.
Ooh.
Now, because now to become like our master was on earth, to become like how Jesus was on earth, we can only achieve this if we allow the Holy Spirit to live within us.
Yeah.
There is no way that we can actually become like Jesus if we do not accept or allow the Holy Spirit to actually dwell within us and actually direct us and give us the direction to where we must go exactly.
True that.
So when we get to know the Holy Spirit, He starts to work on us in a supernatural way.
Yeah.
Helping us to lead a Christian life.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Not just live a life that is going to contradict what you say and what you do.
Yeah.
Because now you got to practice what you preach.
Yeah.
And you got to grow in your relationships.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to grow in your relationship, especially with Him.
Mm-hmm.
Until you can actually be mature in Christ. You gotta keep on growing until you get mature.
Yeah.
Now, in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, we read that, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.
Yeah.
So now, if you are led by the Spirit of God, then therefore that makes you the son of God.
Yeah.
And not forgetting the daughters right there.
Yep.
It's not excluding you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not excluding any ladies.
Yeah. Right?
Actually, you are the sons and the daughters of the Lord. Almighty. Yep. We yep. have a great aim. We have a great aim. And challenges. And challenge set for us by the Lord Jesus.
Yep.
There's a great aim. There's a mission. There's a task right there to actually guide us to our destination.
True that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you gotta you gotta be guided by the Lord. Why? Because a parent, you know, as a parent, remember your child as a parent, right?
Yeah.
As I said earlier on, as the parent, you're also the child. Why? Because God is your father.
Yeah.
Now, as a parent, which is the child of God, you also have children under you. So that makes you a parent, because there's children under you. Now, fulfilling those parent roles, you gotta be guided by God. And as a parent who is guided by God towards your children, you provide them with their, you give them good instructions based on the word. So as a parent speaking to your children, like Mr. Dave said, you gotta practice what you preach. You know, you gotta do what you say. So you, as the parent of that household, you got God as your father. So as God's child, you gotta be living up to his standard. So when God says do this, you gotta do it. And as the parent, when the child looks at you and sees this is what God says, and my father or my mother is doing this, so I also got a reason to submit to them.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're submitting to God, who's their father.
True that.
So I also have to submit to them as my parents.
Yeah.
And you gotta be doing that. And that's why, that's where you giving them good instruction comes in. And the book of Proverbs chapter 22 verse 15 actually speaks up and elaborates on that. And also, you guided by God as a parent, you also meet the children's needs. So they need something, you actually come down to their level and you meet their needs. And not only that, you teach them moral values according to the word of God.
Yeah.
Which is God's word, according to the word. Not according to your word, according to Susan's word. No, according to God's word.
Yeah.
That's how you teach them. And you also give them effective corrections.
Yeah.
Based on the word. And if you read in the book of Proverbs chapter 13 verse 24, it speaks on that. And also going into Proverbs chapter 22 verse 15, it also elaborates on that. Effective corrections. That's how you gotta be living as a parent.
Yeah.
You gotta be living where you actually living up to the roles that you're supposed to be leading them by.
Yeah.
Leading your children. I mean, you got God who's leading you, and he's fulfilling his role as a parent.
Yeah.
He's fulfilling his role as a parent, and he's guiding you how he's supposed to be guiding you.
Yeah.
Same with you. You gotta be fulfilling your role as a parent.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a child.
As a child of God. And
yes.
And now that will give your child a reason to fulfill their role.
Yeah.
As a child to you.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As a parent. So now the third commandment would be to be determined. To be determined to bless every member of your family. You gotta be determined to pray for your family members, to be with them, to hold a prayer session, to hold communion in your house.
Yeah.
So now you get that a man makes the woman who she is.
Yeah.
So in other words, the man, whatever that he does outside the house, it represents the woman. And same as the woman makes the man who he is.
Mm.
So therefore, the woman, when she goes out there into the streets, she represents who? The man, the husband.
True.
So the husband represents the wife. The wife represents the husband. And for this reason, they should take care of the words that leave their mouth.
Mm.
They cannot just speak anyhow. They should be able to speak in a way that is actually respectful. It is the man's duty to bless his wife and children.
Yeah.
Not just bless them, but bless them daily. And it is the wife's duty to bless her husband and her children daily. So now the duty is not based on one person or on one party. It's not based on one as the husband. Now you need to actually bless the family all the time. No, but both parties, the husband and the wife, need to bless the themselves and the children. The wife needs to bless the husband and the children, and the husband needs to bless the children and the wife. You get what I'm saying? So that's how it's supposed to be. Avoid sarcasm. Hey, that's where it happens.
Yeah.
Sarcasm. Oh, you're trying to get something through to that person because you are what? Angry. With inverted commas, you are angry and all that stuff. So now you're trying to get prove a point to that person. You're trying to prove a point to your husband. You want to punish them for coming home late. Instead of speaking about it, you start being sarcastic. That's not going to work in a relationship. You got to sort out your issues. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And offensive words, as we have been called, and in as we have been called to inherit the blessing, we need to avoid offensive words, because you have been called to inherit from God.
Yeah.
Through Christ, who came and died for us. So therefore, you gotta die to self. You gotta die to self, and you gotta be that person that is determined to bless every member of the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And children should also honor their parents.
Yeah.
And we're gonna elaborate more on that day. Yeah. I know that right there you're like, yes! I know as a parent in that car driving, in your head you're like, yes, you should honor your parents. They said it. We also honor our parents.
Yeah.
Same with you guys. You should honor your parents. Yeah. And I know your parents is excited in that car. Yeah. So we're gonna be touching more on that.
Yeah.
And yeah, stay tuned in, you know, here on the number one station. Act to the family. Christ music is hot music. We all about Christ giving the word to you as it is and not adding anything. Enjoy the music.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Holla back, everybody. Holla back, holla back, holla back. We back again. Right here on the number one station, the Active FM, everybody. You still tuned in, and we're still tackling the topic, the 10 commandments for the family.
Yeah.
As you have been tuned in and you have heard the 3 commandments so far, and we're going to be tackling on that. We're going to be tackling on that and doing some more of them. And without wasting any much time, Mr. Nash.
Yeah.
Mr. Nash.
I'd like to come in with that, yeah, with the verse, you know. And then before Mr. Dave finishes all the commandments, you know. Yeah, I'd love to finish off, you know what, I'd love to touch what I actually left off in the previous session. And it was titled, Children Should Honor Their Parents. Children should honor their parents. Now, there's a verse that actually elaborates on that. And it's found in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 16. And this is what it says. Honor your mother and father as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you.
Yeah.
Right there. As the child, it tells you what to do exactly. Right there. I know your parents are, you know, crazy. They're enjoying this topic. Why? Because you're there with them, and I know also you as the child, you're actually enjoying it, right? Because your parents, they also need to live to that standard way.
Yeah.
They meet your needs, you know, also. And something that we gotta look for in the family is God comes first in the family, then the father, then the mother, then the children.
Oh,
don't forget that.
Mm-hmm.
It's God, mother, God, father, mother, children.
Yeah.
That's the structure.
Yeah.
And last thing that I'd love to touch on is, as a child, you're supposed to honor your parents. And what I mean by honor your parents, this is how you sometimes you like, I'm the child, yes, I get that, but how do I honor my parents? This is how you honor your parents. You gotta obey, you gotta be obedient towards them. And that's found in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1. You gotta take their advice and teachings into account. That's found in the book of Proverbs chapter 1 verse 8. You got to bring joy to their lives. I know they're jumping for this one. Yeah. You got to bring joy to their lives.
Yeah.
And it's found in Proverbs chapter 10 verse 1. Right there, as the child, you're
don't want your mother to be and your father to be miserable. Now this one, I know sometimes it's like, it's too much. This is what it says. You got to look after them when they are old. I know some of you are like, I wish my parents can be old so I can leave them. No, that's not what the word says. You got to look after them when they are old. Why? Because it's found in the book of Proverbs chapter 23 verse 22.
And that's what the Lord commands.
Yeah. That's how you honor your parents. And then lastly, last and least, you know, we cannot forget this one. To bless them always in order to have a clear understanding of things and so their lives may stand out. It's found in the book of Proverbs chapter 20 verse 20.
Yeah.
As a child, that's how you honor your parents.
Wow.
Yeah.
You gotta understand that you, as parents, you have roles. As children, you have roles as well.
Yeah.
And I think that Mr. Nash right there has provided those. But also continuing with the commandments, 10 commandments for the family. The 10 commandments for the family. I'm going to actually touch up on the fourth one. Build a generation up. Build a generation up for God.
Yeah.
Build a generation up for God. And I'm just going to give up a verse. You can go and read it yourself. Exodus chapter 19 verse 5 to 6. And now, just to elaborate more on building a generation up for God, in God in his heart has always desired to relate to his people. You know what I'm saying? So in order to do so, he chose a man named Abraham.
Yeah.
Who later on in the scripture says that he became a friend of God, sealing his friendship with the covenant.
Wow.
God promised him that his descendants will be as numerous as stars in the sky. Wow. Abraham decided to believe this word.
Yeah.
So it took him to believe that word in order for him to receive the promise of God. Because at times we hear the word but we do not believe it. We confess the word but we do not believe it. What's the use? We need to believe the word. And number five, live the revelation of the cross daily.
Yeah.
Don't just leave the revelation of the cross. Oh yeah, on Sunday I'm going to leave the revelation of the cross. But leave the revelation of the cross daily. Every single day. The cross should become a revelation for each and every one of us.
Yeah.
We can only come to know God through Jesus Christ. There is no other way that we can come to know God. It is only through Jesus Christ. I believe it is fundamental to ask God. I believe it is a fundamental. It is fundamental basically to ask God to allow us to feel what he felt.
Yeah.
Now so when you're going through those trials and tribulations, like, you know, feel what God felt. Now because God was represented by Jesus here on earth, now to feel his pain, that's gonna be another thing. But you can also go and read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 31. There you can actually get more of the experience that God went through on the cross. Because you need to have a relationship. We need to have a revelation of the cross, basically. And number six of the commandments, guide your family using Christian principles.
Wow.
See? Guide your family using Christian principles. Now the story of Pastor Cesar Castellanos. He's a pastor in Colombia. He runs or he ministers in one of the biggest churches in Colombia.
Wow.
And he says, when I married Claudia, we did not know how to be parents, but God's word was our guide.
Wow.
Do not hand over your children's education to teachers, nannies, or friends.
Wow.
God has given you the authority to guide your children in faith. God has given you the... That's amazing right there.
Yay.
And just to share in Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6, it says, train up a child in the way he should go.
Wow.
And when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Yeah.
That's how interesting the word is. The word is so interesting.
Can I just add on something? Yeah, you know, the word actually says, and he will not depart from it.
Yeah.
Not also forgetting that he will not depart from you.
Yeah.
Won't say my parents are so boring because they're old now. No, you taught them the word. They'll actually see you as this amazing parent.
Yeah.
Why? Because you taught them the word.
You gave them the direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll take care of you.
And now, giving you the seventh commandment. Keep romance alive in your marriage.
Now the married people are getting excited. Jumping, I can see you jumping in the car.
You know, in the courtship stage, other words, in the marriage stage, you get what I'm saying? Couples tend to be extremely loving, kind, complimentary, patient and respectful towards each other.
They make
every effort to please each other and enjoy every moment they spend together. You get what I'm saying? So there's quite romance in that. Now you don't think that, hey, these people are coming with their stuff now. They're preaching the word of God. But you can go further on and read in Revelation chapter 2 verse 4 to 5. It says, nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Now, some people, what happens is that when they get into a relationship, they actually distance themselves from God.
Yeah.
That is what God is actually talking about. The word of God is talking about right here. See, nevertheless, I have this against you. He has this against us, that we have left our first love. That is found in Revelation chapter 2 verse 4 to 5. And number 8 is dignify your husband or wife. Dignify your husband for the wives. Dignify your wife for the husbands. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So God joins a couple so that they can come together to achieve his divine purpose.
Wow.
This is much advice that can help a couple. I'm just gonna give up some points. This is the advice that can get a couple to live in harmony. Is to always think highly of each other.
Yeah.
You should think highly of each other. Seek to mutually submit.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Submit to one another.
Yeah,
you can get that in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21. You can read further more on that. Keep a meek and quiet attitude.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Keep a meek and quiet attitude. Be of one mind. You gotta agree in the same terms. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then that you can also read in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 8. And then the ninth commandment is keep control over your character.
Yeah.
Many people justify their negative character by attributing it to a characteristic they have inherited from their forefathers or their race. No, it's not about that. Get the character of God.
Yeah.
And in that, you can actually go and read in Numbers chapter 12, Numbers chapter 12, verse 3. Now, build the 10 commandments and the final commandment. Build walls of protection around your family.
Ooh.
That's in Nehemiah 2, verse 17 to 18.
Yeah.
You know, every couple needs to create a favorite environment to protect their family.
Yeah.
A pleasant place with high walls containing everyone in the family. So that is why we should provide refuge for our own. You know, we are aware that the environment that the society currently encourages is contaminated by evil. You get what I'm saying? There are so many things that are contaminated by evil in this world. So build a wall of prayer in your family.
Yeah.
The wall will, you know, that wall, we should erect we should actually build that wall to actually protect our family and protect everybody in our family, protect our kids, husband and wife and children. Build on a vision. Don't just build a wall, but build it on a vision. Build with faith, build with love. You get what I'm saying? That's how it should be. And also you can read from the book of Proverbs chapter 29 to 18. As a family, you know, we should have a spiritual vision. Every father should take on the spiritual responsibility for the household, as you are a protector in the family.
Amazing stuff, yo, everybody. That was Mr. Dave there, yeah, revealing the commandments, 10 of them for the family, which has been amazing. And I know all of you people got blessed. You got blessed on another level. And as a family, as a parent, as a child, even though you're a parent, you're still a child also. As a parent, as a child, all of you guys in the family member, you all got blessed. And I know you learned a lot of stuff. That's true. Actually saw a solution. If you had a problem in that family, you saw the solution to actually that problem that you have in the family. And I believe the Lord is going to bless you all. And yeah, you got to stay safe. Like Mr. Dave said, the world is polluted with evilness, you know, all those stuff, negativity. Nowadays, you just come in this atmosphere of negativity. We're being raised in an atmosphere of violence. And what we gotta do is build our family based on the word and prayer and make sure that God is the first in our family.
Yeah.
It's God first, the father, the mother, and the child.
Yeah.
The whole family needs to be based on prayer. That's how we fight. We don't fight with fists, or we don't fight with swords. We don't fight with guns. We fight with the word of God.
Yeah.
And we fight against principalities and the forces of darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everybody out there, you gotta obviously come back here every Friday. And don't forget, throughout the whole week, we got shows that are jam-packed on another level. Different topics, fashion, cars, everything, music, you know, everything is there.
Yeah.
And you gotta stay tuned into the Active FM. You're gonna way out, you know, where Christ music is heart music.
Yeah.
And you're gonna have amazing sessions, different topic, different presenters. You know, it's not only us,
yeah,
it's not only the Dave Nash show. There's other shows out there which you wanna love and enjoy. And stay safe wherever you are. Go out there, make disciples of all nations, and build your family based on the solid rock, which is the word of God, Christ.
Yeah, and don't forget to go, in order for you to tune in on those shows, go to www.activefm.co.za.
Yeah.
And also interact with us on Facebook and on Twitter. By now, you should know the entries to that. But anyway, we're going to give them to you on Twitter. You can go to at activefm.co, at activefm777. You can go there, and then on Facebook, Active FM 777, and you can go on iTunes, rate our shows, everybody. We know that you love the show, so show some support.
And stay tuned in. We're gonna be having competitions very soon. In order for you to know all the details, you have to stay tuned in. So we love you people, love the family, the audience, and we appreciate you coming and staying tuned in. Peace out. And we're gonna meet you next week, Friday.
Same time, same place.
Yeah.
Love y'all. Enjoy.
How you feel about seeing babies on the street with the heat? Who eats when it's beef and it's cold out? North Pole's no clothes when it goes down in the city. In the city ain't a bit of pretty. Coppers missing robbers just to get a penny. Justice system sicker than the intervention. Give it to individuals with limited images, with intimate visuals of the most high. Most die in this jungle, watch them crows fly. I grow tired in the summer when the bones rise. The chrome cried in the stomach when the soul died. How many murders in an hour? Probably 4 or 5. Only time they got power when they hold nines. It only took 3 days for the one to rise. I know they tired of walking crooked cause they looking blind. They want power, they'll find it when they put it down. It's up in heaven, they must sever in the days, cause they weaker than they realize. Tell them life ain't hours, don't waste time trying to find life in everything that's finna die. Don't let them lie to them. Give them evidence of heaven when you ride through them. We gotta tell them it's something better in heaven and better than everything ever since ever been evident, excellent, and it's God.
That overcame. I was numb to the shots from that gun. I was living so insane, oh, I'm so ashamed.
but I'm done living life on the run forever. The moment you realize that this is real love and it seems, wish you could open your eyes and realize it's all a dream. I wanna wake up, I wanna wake up from this nightmare. I wanna wake up, but I'm right here when I wake up, when I wake up.
Yeah, in the city of death, looking for the tree of life in the bare 23 nights. Blessed that I'm looking forward in the first place. Could be a different scenario, the worst case. Take an aerial shot of my block, see the Glock of an officer pop a kid. That's how it is in the ghetto metropolis. Way before the introduction to stop and frisk, it was killer, hopeless, a dream deferred. Fiend drop a dope dish in a needle by the curb. Heroin is a heroin, a deliverer, a savior, medicine. For some, cold night, cold pipe full of hot fire. Praying to the dope guy, they don't even know God. How many killings in the night, Jackie 4-5. I took 3 shots, that was back in 9-5. Nowadays, they'll kill for a G-shot. Trigger click, boom bang, sounding like a beatbox. Thank God for God, though. Take a hoodlum and turn him to an Picasso. Turn a simple brush over to a Picasso. Turn the death of his only son into the gospel. That's deep. That should let you know that true love is not cheap. I oppose what false prophets preach in the street.
I overcame, that overcame. I was numb to the shots from that gun. I was living so insane. Oh, I'm so ashamed. But I'm done living life on the run forever. The moment you realize that this is realer than it seems, wish you could open your eyes and realize it's all a dream. I wanna wake up, I wanna wake up from this nightmare. I wanna wake up, but I'm right here when I wake up, when I wake up. Ooh.
I hear the blood of Abel screaming from the streets. When it speaks, we don't hear it, but we fear it from his own mouth. Bullets ripping through a whip just to listen in the hits. The heart with tents was darker than the car park with kids. I wonder if the heart was skin. Bullet looking for darker sin. Who's the target then? It's all lovers who Paul parents. We all lovers, we all jealous. And Paul tell us we all jealous for death. Russia roulette, click, click, who's next? Is it you? Did a witch put a hex on the youth? Kaleidoscope trigger seeing colors when they shoot. Put the text in their chest, red letters in their roof. Look up, sign language to the deaf. And there's proof that the hand take a man when the dark and rebuke. Feet of the beast in the belly of the streets, trying to eat, but the priest shed his blood for the food.
I overcame, that overcame. I was numb to the shots from that gun. I was living so insane. Oh, I'm so ashamed. But I'm done living life on the run forever. The moment you realize that this is real love and it seems, wish you could open your eyes and realize it's all a dream. I wanna wake up, I wanna wake up from this nightmare. I wanna wake up, but I'm right here when I wake up, when I wake up.
Yemen, Iran, and Iraq are among the nations targeted by the president's travel crackdown, and all are condemning it. Iran is threatening to reciprocate with a U.S. visa ban. Shiite militias in Iraq are also calling for a ban on all Americans, but that's unlikely to happen as U.S. and Iraqi forces are teamed up in the fight against ISIS. Tonight, Iraqi forces backed by the U.S. military are making gains in their push to drive ISIS out of Iraq's second largest city, Mosul. Our Charlie Daggett is there.
It's been more than 100 days since the battle to retake Mosul began. Even with the backup of U.S. airstrikes, Iraqi forces have only recaptured the eastern side. As we drove through the streets, we witnessed the trail of destruction from the fighting that had raged here. The journey made more eerie by the fact that ISIS militants and sympathizers might be watching. Iraqi commanders believe a number of ISIS fighters were locals and simply melted back into the community. Iraqi special forces took us to Mosul University, the scene of a ferocious battle to recapture an ISIS HQ. Retaking the university was a strategic and symbolic victory for Iraqi forces. It served as an ISIS headquarters, a command and control center, which made it a prime target for U.S. and coalition airstrikes. Captain Saif Ali told us some ISIS fighters fought to the death. Do you remember how many car bombs? Three car bombs. Iraqis believe ISIS used the university as a missile and mortar factory, its labs to develop chemical weapons.
This is where they make the launchers.
We even found ammunition stashed in a busted freezer. We also saw signs of what it used to be, the lecture halls, a campus bookshop, dorms for some of the 30,000 students who used to study here. Closer to the front line, soldiers brought us to a home ISIS had fled from, past a stripped-out SUV in the process of being turned into a suicide car bomb. Inside, they showed us a pile of toys, confiscated from children, forbidden under ISIS. A normal childhood put on hold. Here's where the fight has come to a standstill, right along the banks of the Tigris. Major Arkan Hashim, battalion commander with the federal police, said he and his men come under a regular barrage.
Where are the mortars coming in from, if you can point them?
From a school there. So that's in yellow.
There's
yellow
a school color. Over there.
Yeah, yeah.
The yellow building.
A yellow building.
He showed us where mortars had come in just a few hours before we got there.
And this happens every day.
Yeah. 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. I'll make sure I'm not here at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Morale is high as Iraqi forces prepare for the final assault against ISIS in Mosul. What no one knows is what ISIS has left, how many bullets and suicide car bombs, and whether they've saved their strongest fighters for a final stand. Charlie Daggett, CBS News, inside Mosul.
Welcome to the Prayer for Salvation. This is simply a video I've put together where I'd like to pray for anyone within the sound of my voice. All I ask you to do is to agree with me as we seek our Father God. Choosing to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior is the most important decision you will ever make. Remember, it's not about how you feel after you pray. When the Bible says it, that settles it, and God promises to save you when you ask. God's word promises, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. By his grace, God has already done everything to provide salvation for you, regardless of your past. Your part is to simply believe and receive. So the very moment you commit your life to Jesus Christ, the truth of his word instantly comes to pass in your spirit, and when you're born again, there's a brand new you. Pray out loud after me. Jesus, I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. By faith in your word, I receive salvation now. Thank you for saving me. I am now reborn. I am a Christian, a child of Almighty God. I am saved. Thank you, Jesus.